Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. You know, this morning I started with a few challenges, and it got a little loose quick. And so, you know, I just stopped and I said, Father, you know what I need and you know what I'm going through. You see me while I'm in the trouble and the mess. And I know that if I can just keep my thoughts clear, that you have already put together the way through. So it made me stop and think about the amount of trust that we need to cultivate each moment of the day. Because even though we can't see the energies at play and we don't know who is always as clear of heart as they profess to be, God has already seen into their spirits, their situation, and they can't hide energy from Him. And so as I stopped and I called out to God and I just started to pray loud, you know, I just said what was in my heart and on my spirit, because I believe that the Father is open to what we need and what we need to express. And in that moment of connecting with Him and trying to pull my energy along with His will for my life, I started to picture my grandmother and how she used to walk through the house praying. And so I was thinking about how she used to put the white cloth on her head. And it, because of my situation, it gave me a different view today of the fact that that cloth was like a symbol of her being under His rule and connecting to His power. So that when she prayed, nothing else could touch her. Nothing but the energy, the love, and the grace of God. And so, as I was thinking that, I was like, wow, it was such a much more powerful existence that my grandmother had. And you know, when you sit back and you're a teenager and you're looking at someone like that, you don't necessarily understand that you are looking at almost 100 years of a life that is just like yours. You know, it's a life that has blessed moments and some trials and some hills to climb. And you know, it's a matter of having faith that God is with you in all those journeys. And you know, when you're younger, you don't necessarily see His hands working, although they are working for you, and they're preparing the way. And so as I was thinking these things through, I was like, Lord, I get you. I get you today. I understand in a way that I have not understood before. And so when grandmother was using that blessed oil, she was just, it was her way of covering the body of whoever she was praying over, and even of herself. And the blessing of God, right? And so when you have that covering and that blessing, other things can't touch you. And so, you know, this is just the beginning of my day. And so I'm going to reset it so that I can do my three positive moments and three positive inspirations to share. But I wanted to just give you the energy of this moment to let you know that you have been prayed over by people you never met. People in your family who may not have known what your full journey was going to be knew you wouldn't need their prayers. And so whether you are, a prayer warrior yourself, or you are someone who has, for whatever reason, disconnected to that energy and that connection with God, someone you know and love has already prayed for you. Someone you never met, but who dreamed that you would one day walk this earth, prayed for you. And people you don't know, who see your circumstances, you know, who may witness some of your journey, pray for you. Because I stop all the time and I say a prayer, and sometimes I see somebody, their problem, or I feel it in my spirit, you know, based upon a picture or a news account, and I just stop and I say a prayer for that person, and they never know it, but I know it, and it helps me. And so, you know, as I was thinking this through, I was reminded of my mother yesterday, and she was telling me about her journey and how, you know, she had had a lady pray for her recently. And I told her, I said, wow, that's a blessing, right? So sometimes we have people that we don't know who are, they're like, I don't like angels. They're just like angels from God. They have a mission. And if we don't block their goodness, we are able to be covered by their love and feel the connectivity to God. And so even if you're not a big prayer, you know, that's okay. Know that if you are hearing my voice, that when I offer a prayer on our show, that I'm praying for you too. You can accept that as it is with my love, or however that makes you feel, but know that I understand the power and the need of prayer. And so today, with those few little moments that kind of started to try to move my day out of goodness, love, and positivity, that was the experience I needed to know what God needed me to do today and what I needed to focus on. And so for me, I'm going to reset my day. I'm going to start my prayer, and I'm just going to walk in love. And I hope you will feel my energy, my love, and you will also seek to walk in peace, to live in love, and to share positivity. You know, as I was thinking of how I wanted to close this show today, I was listening to the music in the background, and it just sounded perfect. So I think that this is going to be our energy each time we meet and we share thoughts, prayers, or just conversation. And so I'm going to also start just letting it play a little in the background at the end of the tape, so that when we are closing out our communication, that we are maintaining the energy of our space. And I wanted to make sure that I've given you the information about the artist and how you can find his touching tracks for meditation. Rejuvenate Rejuvenate Meditation by TIMMOOR. I believe you too can find this amazing track. There was one more piece of love I just wanted to send your way. And that is just a thought to set the tone for the rest of your day. Close your eyes and think of peace. Release the concerns from your day. Relax your breath. Count to three. And welcome God's peaceful energy. God's energy is healing this moment in time. Trust that God has cleared and illuminated your way. Pray through every challenge. Send God love and praise. God is the director and the generator of the peace for your day. Walk in peace and live in love. Have a beautiful day. Until we speak again, be well and live with joy in your heart. Goodbye.